You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week we're looking at the ongoing protests which have taken place since the resignation of longtime Bolivian President Evo Morales. So really the big conflict in this is whether he was the victim of a coup from the country's armed forces and police, or whether he was just sort of resigned under extreme pressure from the military and police, which, I mean, I think, because it's tricky to say what is a coup, because there's no real constitutional process for it. It's not like we are having a coup now. But this has become the big divide over whether he was a victim of a coup or not. And this really, it all does relate to a disputed recent election in Bolivia, which the it really comes down to, they had these live results coming in, you know, for each district. For a 24 period, it all shut down. And when it started up again, Morales was above the 10% threshold over the next closest opponent to avoid a runoff election. So he would have just been president. And so obviously detractors are saying, well, he was losing, so he just shut down this live reporting so that he could then rig the election. It should be noted, though, that a lot of his support does come from rural areas who naturally it takes longer to get the results back. You got to, you know, go. They're quite remote sort of indigenous communities that he gets the base of his support from. And, you know, sometimes things break down. Live results is always, you know, people were very mad about the recent Rugby World Cup thing with the streaming. That was always breaking down. And it's not, without wanting to sound too conservative, it's not impossible that enemies of Morales within government intentionally took down this live reporting thing, because they knew then that if he did win, it would look shady, because it does look quite shady to have this 24-hour period. But I don't think really you could say one way or another with certainty that it was rigged or it was not. But the big sort of detractor from Morales right now is the Organization of American States, which is a sort of body, sort of like a UN for the Americas. It's always been accused of being quite close to the United States. There was a period in the sort of about a decade ago when, because you had quite a lot of left-wing countries in South America, such as Bolivia, each country has a vote on their sort of governing body. So it did sort of sway a bit to the left, but now you've had a lot of them losing power in, say, Brazil. So it sort of swung back to the right. They accused Morales of rigging this election. He was, on the other hand, defended by the Center for Economic Policy and Research, a sort of left-wing think tank based in the United States, which has been accused of being sort of very pro-Venezuelan. I mean, I've not really been accused of it, but sort of unfairly pro-Venezuelan, the Venezuelan government that should be, who is then again also a big supporter of Morales, and whose state broadcaster, Telesur, has been quite pro his side of the conflict.
We begin in Bolivia, where roadblocks have been set up in Cochabamba as the department reels from the killing of 9 people during repression of demonstrations in the town of Sacaba. 3 marches are set to enter the city of Cochabamba today. They are calling for justice and the resignation of Jeanine Añez and the de facto government. Massive demonstrations have been growing across Bolivia since President Evo Morales was deposed in a right-wing coup d'etat a week ago. The administration in control has since given police and the military a carte blanche to kill in the name of public order. So far, at least 24 people have died in repression of protests. Let's take a deeper look at the massacre on Friday.
We want the resignation of the self-proclaimed president. We want justice for all our fallen colleagues. These have been murders. The police and the military are killing us as if we were animals. We want justice.
Friday night, state repression reached new levels when security forces opened fire on unarmed protesters who were mobilizing against the coup that ousted President Evo Morales.
4 people died in Vilma Hospital, and 8 have died in Sacaba. This is a highly irregular situation.
On his Twitter account, President Morales condemned these attacks against the Bolivian people and called on the armed forces to stop the violence. At the same time, the self-proclaimed president, Jeanine Añez, rejected the accusations of social repression, supporting the actions of the armed forces by framing them as a normal part of the political crisis the country is living under.
We're doing everything in coordination and in unity with our brothers in the police. That is what the current circumstances call for.
A vigil was held on Saturday for the victims of the massacre, as family and friends said their last goodbyes. During the event, the community demanded justice for the murders. Throughout the rest of the weekend, the mobilizations continued as thousands took to the streets to demand an end to repression and impunity. They say they will continue to protest until democracy is restored.
So as you heard there, that was an episode of Tell Us Your English's From the South about the ongoing protests in Bolivia. And obviously the big thing to notice is right off the bat, they call it a coup, which is obviously in line with the Morales faction, and very much emphasizing the violence by the state against the protesters, which I think is all pretty much to be expected. What's more ambiguous is the coverage that has been given by Voice of America, which is sort of America's rough equivalent of Telesur as sort of a state broadcaster, which tries to sort of portray quite a sort of liberal image of America to then project, you know, soft power abroad by saying, look how great we are. So they are almost stuck in between two sides because they can't take, say, the Fox approach where they'll just say, oh, all these protesters are just violent extremists and the military is just keeping law and order. But then obviously because they are part of the United States government, they have to reflect their foreign policy, which has been steadfastly pro the Jeanine Anez government, who's the new person in charge of Bolivia. So in their coverage, they have tried to sort of walk this middle ground, but still in a way that promotes the new government in Bolivia.
Protesters crowded central La Paz Wednesday, a day after Bolivia's interim president Jeanine Añez took oath of office. Demonstrators in the capital and the nearby city waved indigenous flags in support of Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous Bolivian president. Morales addressed his supporters from Mexico.
It's a crime to be indigenous. This is a class problem. When a president with the social movements, workers, rural workers, and the patriotic professions is in government, the police riot. The police carry out a coup.
Morales blamed the forces of the North American Empire for forcing his departure and said he was ready to return if his people ask for it. But many Bolivians say the interim leader should be given a chance.
Nos va a dar esperanza, Bolivia.
I think it's going to give us hope in Bolivia. It's going to give us peace of mind. I think she has all the capacity and attitude to be an interim president.
Añez named a new military high command on Wednesday as she moves to fill the power vacuum left behind by the resignation of Morales and his supporters in parliament.
Today we start on a peaceful and democratic path to return legality. I have entrusted the army forces and the national police to ensure the pacification of the country.
Añez has called on Bolivians to end the confrontation and offered assurances that no one will be persecuted or intimidated. She denied allegations by Morales and his supporters that he was ousted in a coup.
There has been no coup in Bolivia. There has been a return of the constitutional legality. And this has been the Bolivian people's fight, which happened in the streets to defend the citizens' vote.
Añez stressed that her role as president is only transitional until new and transparent elections take place. Morales came to power in 2006 and oversaw strong economic growth, reduction of poverty, and improved literacy. But his autocratic leadership style and the flouting of the constitution to run for a fourth term eventually led to his demise. He joins a string of leftist Latin American leaders who have lost voter support in recent years. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
So yes, as you heard there, Voice of America sort of hewing to a noticeably different line to Telesur. Obviously, what was noticeable is they didn't call it a coup. They said some people have called it a coup. They didn't say one way or another, which effectively is them saying it's not a coup. And noticeably blaming Morales for being supposedly autocratic and saying that he lost the support of voters, which I think is a pretty big claim to make. They did acknowledge that he was the first indigenous leader of Bolivia, but I think to some degree they have to do that. And what is noticeable is that they didn't acknowledge that the new cabinet in Bolivia does not contain any member of the country's indigenous community, which a lot of people have, you know, taken to see as it's sort of the reaction against the Morales government. And of course, they had the sort of one vox pop with one person, and I wouldn't want to totally erase their voice in this, but I think it should be noted that just, you know, one person does not make an entire country, especially as this was a person in the video. You could see that they're from a city which are traditionally anti-Morales. And of course, finally, you had them positioning the new president as a sort of transitionary peacemaker, which she might be a transitionary kind of like caretaker president in that sense, but I don't think you could say right now that they're sort of keeping the peace in the way that they are dealing with these protests.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.